Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Larry.
Hello, welcome. This is Live with Larry, and alrighty then. All right, let's hope this works. Anybody hear me out there?
Well, Larry.
Yeah.
Larry, how are you? It's Sean Lennon.
Hey, bear with me a moment. I'm trying to... Can you hear me better?
Larry?
Yeah.
Hello, this is White Rapper. How are you this evening?
Hey, White Rapper. Yeah, I thought I recognized that number.
We're gonna have to keep me on this because it looks like the get through on the internet's not going through right away.
That's certainly fine by me. Okay. All righty then.
Welcome, everybody, to the Larry Lazar Show. Unleash your positive self. The phone number is 347-637-1843. Please give us a call and let us know what you think. Are you there? Hello. Larry Show Live. Larry Live. Larry Love Live. Hello. The love lines are now open. Hello. I don't even think I'm on here. Larry. Alrighty then. Unmuted. Hello. Unmuted.
Finally.
Oh, there it is. Unmuted.
Been having some crazy internet issues lately. Lo-fi connection options, guest call in. All right. Yeah. You're able to hear me okay, right?
I believe I hear you.
Okay, yeah. So far we don't have any other callers yet, but that should hopefully change.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Ah, yes, I do.
You hear
me? So, yeah, this is going to be an interesting show, if we're able to get it out to the people. Today I'd like to discuss finding your inner power and projecting that around everything else around you in the world. So all when right. life gives when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. And everything bad that you feel is bad that happens to you happens for a reason.
I've always thought so.
And the only way to change that is to be super positive and stay super focused and drive, drive, drive. And if you don't make it to the finish line, at least you got second place, right?
That's very true. That's very true. It's a lot of times we tend to lose focus and lose sight of the big picture when we get even the slightest disappointment.
This is true, and that's why I insist on never giving up, ever. Never give up. Keep fighting. If it's worth fighting for, then keep fighting.
You got to keep fighting. You got any examples of that?
There was a time in my life when I thought it was about time to just give up and throw in the towel and forget about everything and nothing means anything except work, pay taxes, pay your bills. But, you know, I realized in life there's more to just existing here. You know, you got to kind of try and leave your mark and leave a positive feedback so when people do remember you, they say good things about you. You know, I like to be known for work ethic, you know, that I follow things through. I never say things I can't do. You know, I always make sure if I say something, I do it. You know, there's a lot of people, they talk a lot of, smack out of the side of their mouth and they can never back it up. The one good thing I pride myself on is I'm as good as my word and my weight in gold. And I'm a fat guy, so.
Oh, wow, that's great. You don't find that in too many people.
Look, I stay positive. I stay happy. I laugh my way, giggle, hopstick, and giggle through life. Not worried about too many things anymore, you know?
Yeah,
The way the world is going, if you don't enjoy yourself today, there will be no happiness tomorrow.
That's for sure. There's two.
Oh, wow. I just like to say a profound quote?
Too much time is wasted worrying about stuff.
Exactly.
I agree.
No more wasting time.
Yeah, you waste so much time worrying, oh, is this going to work? Is that going to work? Is this going to... And pretty soon, 5-10 years go by, and you've got... You wasted more than half of that time worrying about the future until it becomes the past.
Exactly. Another great thing I kind of pride myself on is I'm able to do some pretty amazing things from time to time. How I make them happen, I really don't know. But I do know it's because I stay positive. That I do know. I don't know how things quite materialize the way they do. Let's say your friend Sam, he has a TV show called Live from the Streets. And for a while there, we were racking our minds on getting some top Hollywood-type guests, you know, like the biggest guests we could get. So I set out and I made it my mission to get Brett Ratner, the movie producer, on the show. Now, I started with just a couple of leads on how to reach him, pretty much nothing that anybody would think they'd be able to reach a guy of his stature with just a couple of phone numbers. But I was able to get the guy to come down and interview for Life in the Streets, which I thought was pretty impressive because a few times he had bailed out on us and the other guys who were part of the show were kind of thinking that this might not happen. But I stay positive, and it happened. You know, we got him and we interviewed him, and initially he only wanted to be there for 15, 20 minutes, and he stayed with us for an hour and a half. So, you know, and
wow.
that's a guy who makes probably $80,000 every 10 minutes. You know, that guy is a pretty powerful guy in Hollywood right now. He's got over 250 movies, major motion pictures that he produced, directed, written, whatever. He runs Rat Pack Entertainment, which is like every other movie you see nowadays has got the Rat Pack stamp on it, almost like Universal or Paramount has in the beginning of a movie. And, you know, the things that he said to us were very inspirational, very inspiring, and I can't wait till the episode comes out and you guys can see what being a co-producer of a television show is all about. It takes positive force, positive energy, and always stay positive.
Yeah. And a lot of times, and as we both know, as probably all of our listeners know, that life is filled with all kinds of ups and downs, you know, bumps in the road. Sometimes life throws a curveball. And it's not always easy to stay positive. What's one of the techniques that you have that you've adopted
I see it all, everything around me. I'm a very big people watcher. I watch other people. I see how they move. I see how they react. I kind of can read people pretty good, almost like a psychic does. I have been able to be lucky enough to read a book when I was very young, and I haven't read many books, but the one book I did read through and through, back and forth, and kind of kept by my side for many years was a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People.
And, Dale Carnegie.
And, I couldn't even tell you who wrote it, but I just remember having that book with me, and from time to time, whenever I thought I was being thrown a curveball, I would look in the book and it would tell me something like, just look around you. Look at the people who can't physically take care of themselves. And they're getting up every day, going to work, having a family. You know, nothing can stand in your way. Not loss of limbs, not loss of eyesight, not loss of hearing. Nothing can stop you if you're passionate, dedicated, motivated, and overall, you got to love what you do, and you'll never work a day in your life.
Oh yeah, Dale Carnegie's books are great. Some of my favorite books are from Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, and of course Tony Robbins has written a few books and has done a lot of seminars and workshops and everything else.
What's the noise in the background there, Les? Is that the TV?
Oh. I apologize for that. The other noise in the background, it's the Republican National Convention.
I see.
I'm not Republican, I'm not Democrat. But I have somebody here that is kind of hard of hearing and needs to have the TV on pretty loud. So that's
there
a little bit of a... So I'm trying to muffle that background noise as much as I can. But you can hear me pretty well otherwise, right?
Yes, nice and clear.
Nice and clear. Well, that's good. Yeah, as I said, the background noise is Donald Trump and whoever else is speaking on his behalf.
Melania. I believe Melania is going to drop a bombshell today. She's going to say what a great guy Donald Trump is.
I'm not surprised.
Well, you figure she probably, escaped whatever communist country she came from, found him, right? He set her up in a beautiful house, beautiful life. So why wouldn't she be the happiest woman in the world?
Okay. Absolutely. I mean, Donald Trump certainly married well.
Yeah.
He had Ivana who gave him like his first set of children.
Right.
Marla Maples, okay, that was sort of like a intermission, I guess you would call her.
Right.
And now this one. Basically a trophy wife, I guess.
And he deserves a trophy or two. The band's accomplished quite a bit, whether or not
he's done it viciously,
maliciously, and unconventionally and unmorally, he did it. They say behind every million is a dead body. So, go figure.
Yeah, that's true. But not all big achievers have macabre.
No, it doesn't matter, macabre or not. Behind every $1 million that is generated, somebody dies.
Somebody
kills themselves, or somebody loses, passion for life and goes into obscurity, or, who was the guy that lived in the hotel in Vegas for many years, the millionaire guy? What was his name?
Howard Hughes?
Yeah, right? He went crazy, lost his mind.
We had him. More recently, in the past few years, we had someone else, Robin Williams. He was like a pioneer in his field. He was an amazing entertainer. Had his own TV show, stand-up comedy, a series of a ton of movies, everything from The World According to Garp to Mrs. Doubtfire to Hook to even some non-comedies like A Beautiful Mind. I think he was in there.
Hook was probably one of Spielberg's. Hook was probably one of Spielberg's worst movies, but okay.
All right, it wasn't a good movie, but I guess that. But it was better than his Popeye.
What? Popeye was the greatest. Are you kidding me? Popeye beat Hook tenfold. Shelley Duvall, come on, playing olive oil, that was the greatest.
it was very close to the cartoon. I'll have to give it that.
Yeah.
And
Sweet Pea was helping him win all the bets with the horses. That was great.
There were some good parts to that movie. But the thing is, he couldn't control his state. He had so much. All right, he finally had, with his third wife, he seemed to enjoy that. Apparently he couldn't hold on to a relationship very long, but for some reason he just didn't have the balance. He couldn't control his state, and he winds up killing himself. And you think, why? I mean, this guy seems to have everything.
Well, you never know what's going through somebody's mind. You never know. I had a friend of mine recently, he drove his car 100 miles an hour off the edge of the road into the water to kill himself, and nobody knew that he was feeling that way, you know? So you never know what's going through somebody's head, you know? Sometimes I really wonder, you know, thank God they didn't hurt other people, you know what I mean, in the process.
Yeah, that is amazing. You're right. You never know what's in somebody's mind. We have so many. You think everything is going well, and bingo, something happens. And now, it's true that sometimes people, some of these celebrities get kind of forced into seclusion by their supposedly well-meaning new spouses. I mean, just look at Casey Kasem. May he rest in peace. His younger wife basically cut him off from his brother and his
family,
children,
right?
His whole family. And even when the end came, she made sure that he was buried in an obscure place. I think it was in Germany or something, where no, where they're trying, I think somebody's suspecting foul play, but who knows what motivates certain people to do what they do.
Well, I mean, I was pretty close friends with a guy who was a very famous person, and he had a hard time just living life in general. His daily routine of going outside to the store and getting some milk and bread and eggs so he could have breakfast is not like everyone else's life. You know, you'd have to sign 20 autographs. People want to take pictures. In a way, I could kind of see, you know, but Justin Bieber says, look, I'm not signing any more autographs, not taking any more pictures. You don't know who these people are that come up to you. They could be the one who wants to kill themselves today, you know, and they're going to take you with them. You know, it's just a crazy world we live in today. And it's very scary how, you know, you believing in your heart, you're bringing happiness and joy to the world through your music, and the end result is some crazed fan comes up and ends your life because they want to end theirs. And it's a sad state of affairs that we can't put a stop to it. It's just, it's amazing. I've seen the police officers talk about the three cops that were killed in New Orleans. And he said, you know, he made a pretty profound statement. It was something along these lines where, you know, what's going on in the world where, you know, police are killing civilians, civilians are killing police. If we keep going like this, I pray for humanity, because we're not gonna last as a human race. And that's one of the things he said. And I was
I gotta agree with you. It is absolutely crazy what's going on right now.
You know, and like I said, you know, from a young artist's point of view, him just now coming on the scene, not realizing how dangerous it is to be friends with everybody and sign autographs and take pictures, and you never know, some of these people are not all there, you know, and it's a little scary to think that it could happen at any time. So I have a friend of mine who's going to call into the show. I told him I'd give him a call right about now. So if you give me a second,
all right,
step away from the phone.
All right.
Check,
well,
do a little three-way work, and we'll get on here.
I don't see why not. Let me just give out that number again for anybody that wants to call in and join in the conversation. That phone number is 347-637-1843. Again,
and you're on the air live with Larry Lazar and the White
live
Rapper.
Live with Larry and of course, the White Rapper.
Hold on.
Live with Larry and the White Rapper. So, you know, I've been reading some stuff about you, White Rapper, and I'm noticing here a few things. You've got a really amazing, you know, you've got a really amazing past. You've worked with Howard Stern, been on his show a number of times. You were friends with Old Dirty Bastard, and you did episodes of The Streets, as you mentioned before, and you also were good friends with the creator of ShamWow. Explain that one, please. Oh, that must be the are you still there, White Rapper?
Hello?
Hello, you're on Live with Larry.
Yes, hello. This is George from Maryland. How are you?
Just doing great. Feeling powerful.
Yes, well, you know, I'm kind of put out by the two of you because the way you are discussing things sounds like you've given up on humanity. So you need to get on a rocket ship and leave the planet.
Okay, well, we haven't given up on humanity, but there are things that are happening that are not that great, but there are a lot of wonderful things that are happening as well.
And first of all, guys, what you forget about is that Robin Williams suffered from mental illness. Not everybody in the world has a problem like that. You know, as they say, successful people are suicidal when they're going to kill themselves. That's saying to God and the universe that you don't want to be successful because you equate those people with a problem.
Not all successful people kill themselves, obviously.
Exactly.
But at the same time, yes, there are a lot of people that have. You know, there are people that are successful and do very well and are happy. There are people that are successful that don't do very well, and have some kind of hidden misery in the background. We don't know. The idea, as White Rapper was saying, is you gotta stay positive. You gotta be grateful for what you have. In my opinion, anyway.
Too many people are not grateful, and that's the biggest problem.
True.
Because once you're grateful, that everything opens up for you.
Attitude
and gratitude.
But you know, if you are grateful for what you have, then you find a way to improve upon it. People who are not grateful for what they have are giving themselves an entitlement complex, an entitlement personality, and that's why they never get out of where they are. That is the base element that Trump is playing to.
Okay, Larry
people
Live.
Okay.
We have a special guest on the phone.
Okay.
His name is Afro. He's a well-known recording artist.
Afro, I've heard of him. Hello, Afro.
Hey, guys. How's everything?
Doing good. Feeling powerful, Afro.
Cool.
We're talking about young people today, entrepreneurs who are self-fulfilling their dreams. And one thing that is proof positive is definitely you right now living your dreams. Just give a little breakdown where you're from and what you're up to these days.
Right. You know, I'm just an 18-year-old kid who's just doing what he's dreamt about doing since he was like 12 or 11. You know, I've always wanted to be a rapper. I've always wanted to be in movies on TV, you know, and go travel. And it actually happened, you know, so that's the craziest thing to me. It's like all the stuff that I always wanted to do is actually happening for me right now. It's what I'm doing now. So that's one thing that's the craziest to me. And one thing I hear you guys saying about staying positive is, I stay positive, which keeps me going. I just think about my family I got to take care of, you know, a lot of things that just keep me going.
Name a couple of the projects that you just worked on recently. I know there's a Marco Polo out.
Yeah, we just dropped. I just dropped my first official music project with original music with Marco Polo, and he did. He made all the beats, and it's just me rhyming on all the tracks over his beat. We just dropped that, and I was just recently in a VH1 movie. I had a good size acting role. This is my first acting role, and I just found out recently they're going to bring me back on the TV show. So that's another acting job. Doing that soon.
Oh, cool.
Did you ever think when you first started this that this was going to open up the way it did for you?
Honestly, no. As soon as I got a little gist of everything, as soon as it started, everything started happening. I couldn't even fathom it. Like, sometimes I can't even fathom it now. It's just like it happened so fast that it's – and, you know, it's just sometimes I can't even fathom it.
Well, they always say if you work with professionals, you sound like a professional, you act like a professional, you'll be a professional. They say fake
Absolutely.
It until you make it. Fake it until you make it.
Well, I like to think instead of faking it, You gotta. But you're right. You gotta surround yourself with the right kind of people. The right the people that
have what you want,
and study and learn how they've achieved, so you can model what they've done.
You see, Afro, success leaves clues, and everything that you come across that you see as successful, there's a clue in there for you to take hold, cherish, worship, learn, and then in the end, you will be living that beautiful lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Wow. I mean, look at the Jay-Z's of this world, you know. The Jay-Z's of this world, a lot of them didn't come from money, didn't come from success, but they strive to be the best at what they do. And they work
with
those
who get
to them.
Hold on one second. I got a caller coming in.
Good.
And you're on live with Larry, and who's in there? That call dropped. Oh, well.
You're on the air with Larry Lazar, Afro, and the White Rapper, talking about some positive self-help stuff that could definitely change your life in one day. This young kid, 17, 18 years old, how did you get into the music business?
Well, I just I was listening to all my favorite MCs, you know, and eventually I wanted to make my own music, and my favorite MC, R.A., he heard one of the joints I did, and he just linked up with me, and that was the first move, working with my favorite MC, and then we just kept working on music.
And to see the way that R.A. the Rugged Man bobs and weaves and makes this thing happen, and he's making a good living. He's actually providing for his family, and that's all he does.
Yeah, he's always on the move, on tour, and you know, just always at shows, doing shows, huge shows.
You just got back from going on tour.
I just got back from Europe. It wasn't a tour, but it was like a little good, like 2 weeks off, and we were in Europe, in Germany and Romania. I had like 3 festivals I did, and I just got back.
Now, when you go to these other countries, do you see a different type of, let's say, humanity?
There's a huge difference, honestly. Not only with the fans and the concerts themselves, because honestly, Europe takes that win automatically. The crowds and fans are incredible, way more compared to out here in the States. But one thing that's also cool about European people is that mostly when I'm going around Europe, they're not really like dicks like in the States. People are assholes like in Cali and like, you know, in some certain, it's like everywhere I go, there's an attitude. And with European people, it's like they're really cool. They're just like, you know, like whenever I'm lost or something, they actually help me out. Some of them speak English, you know, just chill.
So you definitely see a different type of the way people treat people.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because there's just more ego in people in the state.
There's more
everybody who's in the crowd thinks that they should be on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but they can't do what Afro can do.
No, I'm not gonna say all that, man.
They can't do what Afro can do or the White Rapper.
That's my
personal opinion.
I just like performing for the fans. I love the fans.
What's the largest crowd of people you performed in front of?
I'm honestly gonna say maybe 3,000 to 4,000.
Wow.
3,000 to 4,000. That's pretty good.
So definitely so far, they said I have a couple of festivals coming up. I'm actually leaving again soon on the 29th, and then that weekend, the 2 weeks, we have like 3 festivals, another 3, and one of them, Hip Hop Camp, is supposed to be a big one.
And where is that?
If I'm not mistaken, that might be like probably around in the Netherlands. I might be mistaken, though.
In the Netherlands.
Now look at that, young 18-year-old kid. Traveling the world, living like a rock star, all because you could make some words rhyme.
That's
that amazing.
That is absolutely powerful. I mean, this is an inspiration. I mean, I remember, I think in a prior show, I talked about a woman who was born with no legs, tossed aside by her birth parents, raised by a very nice older couple in the outskirts, rural outskirts of Chicago, where where it was right outside Chicago, and went to regular school, and grew up. And the only real rule in that house is you can't say the word can't. That woman with no legs is a world-renowned gymnast. Go
wow.
figure. And there's so many stories of people that overcome major obstacles. There were two people with Down syndrome who made it big in the entertainment field. One was a comedian by the first name is Jerry. I don't know what her last name was. And another one who was actually the star of a TV series. I forget the name of the series. I forget the name of the actor.
Corky.
But he's also, excuse me?
His name was Corky.
What's amazing is this was, I think, back in the 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing what could be accomplished. I don't think that there's any such thing as a disability if you don't let it disable you. If that makes any sense to you guys. And
I mean, always staying positive and always looking forward definitely eliminates a lot of the fences and the walls that go up. But the more you just look at the wall and know that you can go over it, around it, under it. You know, funny story, me and Afro, right before he was about to leave, there was a little mishap with his passport, and we had to get him a passport, immediately. And we went to a government building where they give out passports for people to come and go out of the country. And the line is about four blocks long. I think they said it was 5 or 6 hours, the line. And I looked at the line and I said, we don't have time for the line. So I went right up to the front gate, spoke to a few people, was able to get them in, get the passport. Now, mind you, the flight was supposed to leave at 4 o'clock. We didn't get to the airport until 5:30. So as far as we knew, the flight had left already. But we had his passport now. Getting him on the plane was going to be the mission, but I still stayed positive all the way up until the second they got out of the car. And I said, go in there. Your plane is in there. And Mr. Green, our other partner, said, the plane left. I could see it right here on my phone. The plane left. I said, you never know. It could have been a storm, a problem, anything. Go in there. And they both came back and said, the plane is here. How did you do it? And I said, I don't know how I did it. I stayed positive. I didn't let anything get in between you getting on that plane and me saying that you're getting on that plane. And I went through every wall, every obstacle to get there, and we made it. Right, Apple?
Oh,
yeah, exactly what happened.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, but it's true. And by the way, anybody out there that wants to join in and talk to White Rapper or Afro, or even myself, you can phone in at 347-637-1843. And I'll tell you, it is absolutely amazing what is doable. That story about you guys making, getting the passport and the plane actually being delayed. I mean, some would say it's luck, but just the power of positivity is overwhelming. I mean, do bad things happen? Yeah. But
someone told me years ago, abilities are endless and there are endless possibilities. You know what that means? That means there's nothing in the world that you can't accomplish. That's what that means.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
The Godfather.
He
says that in The Godfather.
That was a great movie. That was a great movie, or series of movies, I should say.
So in this new series with you, Afro, what is this going to entail?
It's pretty much the same thing as the movie. It's just like it's a show. It's based in the 90s, as 90s hip hop, and my character was just this drunk fat dude who was a legend but fell off and started doing New Jack Swing, which was pretty much like the poppy thing at the time. So he stood up strong at the end of the movie. So now it's pretty much just going to be focusing on me as the character back in as the legend status. They haven't really shown me scripts or anything yet, but I'm excited. You know, it's back at it on the screen.
And now, how's that? What the icon did they kind of reference you to? That was big, fell off, came back. Who were they trying to?
I don't know. They didn't really tell me exactly who to base anything off of, so I kind of just took it under my wing. But with the drunk scenes, I definitely like watch ODB, you know, pretty much on the drunk scenes.
Wow.
Drunken Master.
That is great. And when is this? This is a movie or this is a TV series?
It's a TV show based off the movie that aired. So this TV show, they said that my filming starts next month or the month after next month. So either of those two, and then they'll probably pretty much how we shot the movie. They flew me out for 2.5 weeks, and they knocked. I had 7 days to film my scenes, so it was they shot it just in a row. So I think that's what they'll do with the show too.
Look at that. 18 years old, living the dream.
18 years old and living the dream. I mean, that is amazing. My hat's off to you, Afro. That is super. That is absolutely super. And I love it when I'm able to get people on this show that are living the dream and proving the point that there's no such thing as impossible. And do me a favor. You guys have my cell number. Text me, text me the information regarding that movie, and I'll do everything I can to promote it, on social media and of course on future broadcasts.
Well, thank you very much. And by the way, after last week, Capadonna was on the show.
Oh, that's awesome. That's crazy.
Yeah, and he stayed on for a good hour with us. He really broke down the beginning of Wu and his journey as an artist who should be rich and famous, and he ended up driving a cab, you know, and stuff. So he really showed us how he pulled himself up from the bootstraps and took life by storm and was able to turn it around, you know, because there was a time in his life when he wasn't hitting those high notes anymore, and he said something was wrong and he fixed it. And he did it all with positive thinking and positive reinforcement. You got to surround yourself with good, positive people, and things will happen.
Yeah, because if you wallow around with negative people and only think of, you know, woe is me, like that other caller talked about, the entitlement mentality. None of us are entitled to anything. Accept what we build for ourselves.
Oh.
And also, just as a side note, one of the things that I wanted to point out, yes, that if anybody wants to go in on the chat room, by all means do so. I'm right now going to put up a in the chat room. Sam went in the chat room and is saying loving this episode, guys. So great, Sam. Can't wait for you to come back on board. There's an awesome website that you can get decent priced seats to just about any event, concerts, sporting events, you name it. And I just put that up in the chat, the URL up in the chat room. So anybody that wants to get in on that, by all means, check it out. Go into the chat room and see what kind of tickets you can get for whatever sporting or concert or whatever event that you want to go to. They got tickets to just about anything.
Tickets to go see Afro.
Yeah, I would love to go see Afro in that show or in any show, because based on what I'm hearing so far.
So Afro, are there any techniques that you do? Meditation, prayer, anything of those?
Definitely. You know what? How I roll pretty much is I believe that there's a big man upstairs. But I don't really follow the Bible that much, you know. I kind of separate those two. So I just kind of pretty much work my own way around, you know, around the steps, but kind of just look up the big man, you know, and just see go from there. But I definitely pray. I pray a lot. And I meditate here and there. I definitely do that. I have a book of Buddha, and I actually read it and look for calming techniques.
Do you find sometimes you need to just calibrate from the rest of the world?
Yeah, definitely. You know what? Sometimes, as much as I stay positive, sometimes there'll be one or two things that'll suck, you know, but then you still got to remember all of the incredible things you have, and you know, especially incredible things in my world that I think that I have, you know, it's a blessing. So I just keep going, you know, now that when I see the bigger picture, you know, I don't even think about all the BS. I just keep moving forward.
Absolutely. You just have to believe that you're capable, because most of the time, and one of the things I learned way back in the 80s and 90s is that it's not always the most qualified necessarily to get the job, but the one that is most determined to get the job. And The more you do, and the more you try, and the more you are able to, be knocked down and get back up, the closer you are, the more likely you are to succeed. I heard a proverb that said, "If you fall seven times, get up eight."
Uh-huh.
You know what, honestly, I shared that phrase one time on Facebook. You said fall seven times, get up eight.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, definitely. I've shared that phrase one time on Facebook. I honestly like that phrase. It's you fall on your ass so many times just to get at one place, and once you're at that place, you know, that you think it solidifies what you do, you know. I feel like it'll be all worth it, you know. I feel like I've gone so far to almost reach that, but I'm quite not yet at, but I feel like I'm almost there. I'm just keeping them moving.
That's funny, I tell Afro from time to time, I tell him, chop wood, carry water. You know what that means, right?
Say that again?
Chop wood, carry water.
Chop wood, carry water.
And
what does that mean?
Basically, what that means is we all have a position in life, and where we all end up in life, when we get there, we all must chop wood and carry water, no matter who we are. So we're all kind of ants on this big planet that have to keep producing, keep making, keep creating, keep being creative, because that's what helps chop the wood. It helps people carry the water.
I like that.
It's a deeper sense that I'm kind of breaking it down to right now, but it's kind of the way I've been learned to it. And anybody who I feel is going to progress and actually create their own, how do you say this, create their own world of people that love them. You know what I mean? So, I mean, not to say, Fro, that being a rap icon one day, even right now as you are, one day to be that super icon that the world just goes crazy over. Dude, you have so much important power in that, you know? And the way that you educate everybody who follows that path that you're writing, it's almost as if you're creating your own world of people who are going to... If you think about the people, like I told you before, when Wu-Tang came out back in the mid-80s, early 90s, that guys were making modems for computers that, you know, and the one guy who's responsible for creating the modem that transport all our internet information around the whole world said he did it while listening to Wu-Tang and said it wouldn't have been done if he wasn't listening to Wu-Tang. And that's it. You know, so you never know, bro, who you're...
You never know where the inspiration's going to come from.
Or who you're inspiring to do what. You have a very big job ahead of you, you know,
exactly.
of helping humanity and helping people out there who really need your help. And you don't, you know, Dirty said to me one time, Fro, Dirty said, this song that I'm making about stopping using drugs, the song No More Wasting Time I told you about, he said,
right.
I don't care if I only save one person's life. Because that one person is the one person that's going to go on to change the world.
Exactly.
You know?
Save one life, you save a world.
That's what he told me.
It's true. Absolutely
so,
true.
Larry, I just wanted to say real quick. It's funny because I've actually got to spend some good quality time with Afro, and we got to go around to different parts of New York area. And you'd be amazed at how many people truly love hip-hop. Like, the love for hip-hop culture is just so strong in America, especially on the East Coast, especially here in New York, Brooklyn, South, you know, that it's almost a way of life. And like I said, there's a whole new world of new world order type, not new world order. You know, there's a new way of living life in New York as a part of the hip-hop culture. And what I'm saying is when you come down to these shows and you see how many kids are really, you know, some of them look like doctors. Some of them look like lawyers. Some of them look like troublemakers. Some of them look like, you know, the person next door to you. And you never really realize how many people love this culture, this music.
This hip-hop culture. Absolutely. I think that's great. And like I say, there is whatever motivates you to better yourself and be the best you can be wherever you happen to be is always something good. I'd like to hear some rap from you guys.
From us guys?
Yeah, from you guys. How about a little something from Afro? You got a rap for me, Afro?
Okay. Yo, check 1-2 on the radio station. Yo, Tech Blow on the radio placement. How you doing with Sean Crazy White Rapper? Blazing right after. Don's Amazing Quiet Rapper. How you doing on That's When I'm Having Fun With It? How you fluent on That's When I Run Spittage? On chilling with my homies. Feelings and illness on somies and illness with chromies. Them villains show me tones, your villains don't know me. I'm chilling to tell me what villain is chromies. That's how I do on chilling. I'm illin', I'm fro. Villain.
On the Larry Live Show, there it goes. Afro,
very good. And how about the white rapper?
Hi, my name is... I want to hear some rap. Let's see. Get up on this, hype it up on 2, and then it's time to flow ways divine beware, because I'm about to blow on the mic with words out of sight. Yo, speed up the tempo, ignite this flight. All right?
Oh, wow. That's great, guys. That's great. That is absolutely great. You guys are awesome.
Not for, not for nothing, Larry, but these past couple shows actually have probably turned into kind of hip-hop icon legends now that you've been a part of and I've been a part of, and Afro and Cap, and not for nothing, these guys are pretty important to this culture.
And like I say, I don't know how many people are listening, and we still have about a half hour left. I wanted to, if anybody wants to call in and join in the fun, 347-637-1843. And
oh, by the way, how I got hooked up with Larry the Czar Show was through Sam.
Yes.
Which Sam? Green's boy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Somehow Sam and Larry have been good friends for a while, and he likes to hear the motivational speakings of Larry does self-motivation and stuff like that.
Sam's cool people. Mr. Green, you know, Mr. Green's my boy, our boy, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, one of the greatest things, I think in general, Afro, coming ahead for you, is those big, you know, sellout shows at Madison Square Garden and stuff like that. You know, those are the ones that are really just going to take over the whole idea of being a 17, 18-year-old kid rapping, and now you're just you sell out those stadiums just once, you're buying a house every time.
you're like rapping all over the world. Or rapping all the way to the bank, I should say.
Yes, rapping all the way to the bank. Who would have ever thought poetry could be twisted and with some beats and lyrics, a couple scratches, and make millions and trillions of dollars? Who would have ever thought?
Hey, listen, you got to do what you got to do. And like I say, as a coach, I
chop
always...
Chop wood, carry water. That's what you got to do.
Chop wood, carry water. Chop wood, carry water. I like that. I should definitely use that. That is priceless.
So is there anybody on the phone? Is there anyone on the phone yet?
I don't
see
anybody else.
What happened?
What time you got where you're at?
6:03 p.m.
Oh, so it's only 3 hours behind. We're in New York. 9:13.
Oh, you're on the West Coast.
Yeah, I'm from the West Coast.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm calling them right now from California.
Oh, okay. I got someone calling in from fairly local here.
All right, let's hear him.
And let's see who that is. And you're
live.
Live
on the Larry Show. Please turn your radio down.
Yeah, I turned it down.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
All
how
right.
you doing?
Good.
Larry.
Yeah, who is this?
This is Big Ed.
Big Ed!
The last
hey,
thing I expected to hear on the Larry the Czar Show was some hip-hop when I tuned in tonight. That's the last thing I expected to hear.
we're all part of society.
I love hip-hop. I'm just saying. And Larry knows me. It's the last thing I expected to hear. I love it.
What are your favorite rappers?
Rakim, KRS-One.
Oh, wow. Look at this. And how old are you, Big Bob?
Big Ed.
Big Ed.
I'm 40.
Big Ed with the big head. What's that? Oh, you're
40. I'm
40. Oh, nice. And you grew up in New York?
I grew up in Jersey City, New Jersey, yeah.
Nice. Jersey City,
How
New Jersey.
How was it over there these
days? Huh?
How was it over there these days?
It's rainy and hot and humid.
Nice. It's good summer to
yeah.
No, but Sam told me to tune in, so I've been listening for the past half hour. He sent me a link, and I've been enjoying the show. You guys have been putting positive vibes in the air, you know, and now you got the rappers going on. It's a good show tonight, Larry. I mean, I have to start tuning in more often.
Yeah, absolutely. Monday nights at 8.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and check in, let you know I was listening, you know, let you know I'm enjoying the show.
Glad to hear it, Big Ed.
All right, man. I'll talk to you guys next week, maybe.
All right. There he goes.
All right.
Big Ed.
Oh, boy.
Big Ed.
I haven't heard from him in a long time.
but Larry, you see how funny it is? Like, they would never expect you to have hip-hop guys on your show. That's kind of somewhat how so far removed from the hip-hop culture and society.
Yeah, it's like totally out of left field. I get hip-hop.
You named five of your favorite rappers. He said Rakim, so he knew what he was talking about. So. But you named your five favorite rappers.
Well, I don't really listen to rap that much, but so far...
There are two of your favorite rappers that
top
already...
Top two are on the show.
What's that? Yeah, top two are on the show, exactly.
The top two are on the show. I tell you, it's tremendous. I mean, there's so much. If we could clear away the stuff on Crisis News Network,
right?
And just look around and see all the stuff all of the amazing things that we could be grateful for, and all the opportunities to. To improve and to prosper with, instead of worrying about con artists and idiots trying to win an election that they shouldn't even be in public office or anything like that, and just be grateful for all the even the little things.
And that's one of the funniest things I was told, not from Afro and these guys, but when they go overseas, the people appreciate that you've come there and you're performing there and that, you know, you're spending time with them. You know, that actually, you don't really get that in America. You don't get that response.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I do get them. From genuine fans, but like as a whole, definitely Europe definitely takes the cake.
And now now also think about, you know, their culture. Like when you said you go through the streets and you're lost and you ask somebody, they'll stop and help you. In New York, they don't really ever afraid, you know.
Yeah, a lot of unfortunately fear. You know, there's a lot of fear out there. Sometimes you got to do what you fear most. In order to make a real contribution.
We live in some trying times. That's why it's up to our leaders in the hip-hop community to change the world.
That's right. Long live hip-hop.
Who said hip-hop was dead? So anyway, Afro, I super appreciate you staying on the phone with us for as long as you have. I know you're a busy man. I know you have a lot to do.
Oh,
but
no problem.
Yeah, Afro.
No problem. No
Afro,
problem at
great.
All. No problem. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for having me.
Yes, it was very awesome speaking with you tonight, Afro. I will speak to you soon, my brother. Peace. One.
Right. See you soon, bro. Peace.
All right.
Chop wood, carry water.
I like that.
Yeah, he's actually a genuinely really, really nice guy who's just super happy with what he has in life. And he does, he's super positive. And, you know, the day that he was looking all sad that he wasn't going to be able to catch the flight because the passport was missing, and I was like, wait a minute, dude, I think I can fix this, you know? So we put our minds together, made a couple phone calls, and boom, he was on the plane. You know, you got to look at it from the other side, too. You know, he's going over there. There's already 4,000 kids waiting to see him. You know, and if you missed this flight for whatever reason, it's, you know.
And so
he
had to move mountains,
yeah.
So you don't disappoint all those fans.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was saying. And that's why I made sure I did that, you know.
Absolutely. Because it's the fans that make the celebrity.
Exactly.
I mean, I've seen like a lot of shows where there were these actors that played these highfalutin celebrities that don't give autographs because they feel they're above all the people that actually put them in the place that they're in.
Exactly.
I mean, if it wasn't for the fans, these celebrities wouldn't be where they are.
And that's
just
kind
like
of where it goes.
If it wasn't for the customers, the top salesmen wouldn't be in the position they're in.
Right. And that's people feel the same way about public servants. You know what I mean? That's why a lot of times there's that tension already built up between any public servants. You know what I mean? Like, I pay your taxes. I pay your, you know.
Absolutely.
So yeah,
I mean,
we got to work on a
we
way
need
of
our public
reversing
service.
That. Do we have a potion that can reverse that? Well,
I wish.
Yeah. Well, there actually is a potion out there. It's just not legal yet. That's a joke, by the way. Anyway. So, look at that. 9:21, 9:10, 9:15. We did a good job tonight so far. Let's do more. Pick up the phone. You're on Live with Larry. And the light wraps up. Hello.
All right. Let's see. I don't see. Yeah, I'm surprised that we don't have a lot of callers in there. 347-6374. Hello?
Hello, Sam.
Hello,
Sam. See that?
Hey, Sam.
Oh, Sam is there. That was a joke, actually, but I was white.
Well...
Sam.
For anybody that wants to call in and join the fun, 347-637-1843.
The Larry Lazar Show, Larry Live.
Live with Larry. And with top hip hop, we got white rapper and Afro.
Afro hung up. That's what I was saying.
Well, Afro's not on anymore.
Afro.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Then,
but the white rap is here.
Okay, then it's Larry and White Rapper. I tell you, White Rapper, this has been amazing, and of course next week we're gonna hopefully have some music for a good intro, as well as iron out some of the kinks of the on the
first 20 minutes of the show that we lost.
Yeah, the first 20 minutes that we lost, unfortunately.
I'm sitting there, and it goes, unmuted. I'm like, what was that? Unmuted. Yeah. What's been unmuted?
That would be good.
Button.
Weird stuff in radio.
Is this really radio? Cross any FM transmitter wavelengths? I wonder.
The guy made
the modem is definitely a transmitter. Yeah, this wouldn't necessarily fall under FCC regulation. This is internet. Say whatever the fuck you want.
let's try to keep it clean. I mean, this is
Larry. But Larry, what do you mean? So yeah, it's funny because a long time ago when I used to call into the Howard Stern Show a lot, they used to have me up as the white rapper. So that's why people call me the white rapper. I thought that was pretty funny. Actually, it goes a little bit before that, to when I'd met Chuck D of Public Enemy at Green Street Studios in Manhattan, and he kind of called me the white rapper. He was like, yo, that's the white rapper right there.
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, I have yet to see you in person, but it's.
You ever seen John Belushi? Put 40 pounds on that.
Okay. John Belushi, John Candy.
Nah, Belushi. Not really a Candy guy. I like John Candy. He was good at that, Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. Best scene ever when he, like, wakes up and he's about to hit 2 18-wheelers and he scrapes his car between the two of them. That's hysterical. Then the car is out of control, slams on the ground, falls off a bridge or something. He's like, okay, we're here. Everybody wakes up in the car. You don't remember that part?
Oh, that's been a while.
Probably another great John Candy movie is Vacation. Summer Vacation. You ever see that one? Summer Rentals.
Summer Vacation. I saw that one. That was good.
But the all-time greatest John Candy movie ever is Uncle Buck. Come on, Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck. Uncle Buck.
Forget. Now John Candy's classic, huh? He's classic, though. But he's no John Belushi. That's what I'm saying. He's no John Belushi. That's for sure. But let's leave it up to the callers. Caller Manny Live. Let me know what you think. Who's better, John Belushi?
That is amazing. Ah.
We have a phone caller. Sam, is that you?
Hello, Sam. Ah.
Sam. Damn, Sam. Yeah, comes out with the hook. Pulls you up the stage. Do you follow?
I know he's driving out to California, so
you know what I'm saying? It's the show, like, another 7 seconds of dead air. Bum, 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 bum. You get pulled off the stage.
Oh, here's someone calling in.
Three-way with Sam.
It's me again.
Hey,
Big
you're
Ed.
On Live with Larry.
Hey, and Big Ed, it's going down.
Listen,
hi,
so
Big Ed.
I'm listening to you guys, and I'm thinking, Larry, why don't you maybe take this to like a video kind of show, maybe? Like, do you ever think of doing some sort of like video blogging to go along with the show, like some live video feed, maybe?
See, that would be funny, actually.
I'm thinking about that. I like your idea.
Larry.
In fact, I'm remembering we did a little when I used to work when you and I used to work in the same office. We did a little like a mock.
Well, those are some pre-recorded skits. I'm talking about your show, like a more serious, like your show. I mean, obviously we could do some comedy if you want to do that too. I'm just saying, like in general, like your show, like to have your weekly show live, to have a video feed to go along with it. You might get more viewership. You might get, you know.
You,
I like your idea.
Produce that. Boom, he's on board. You're working for us now, kid.
Well, you know, Sam are on the same page, you know.
Oh, you read from Sam's book? You got the Wu manual?
Me and Sam are one and the same. If you ask Sam, I'm not going to take credit for it, but if you ask Sam, he's going to say that I'm the one or one of the people who inspired him to get into video.
Oh, look at that.
But I can't take credit. He'll say that.
Well, Big Ed has been very instrumental in doing some like comic pre-recorded videos. But I gotta say that Big Ed is probably a very good. Look at this! I'm getting tongue tied. Big Ed is
you choked
is
up.
Definitely somebody that can help us out and get some viewership.
There we are.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? I have nothing
right
but
now.
Time, Larry.
Oh.
So
I'm already Skyped.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm
over here Skyping now. Oh,
nice.
I like that. Yeah,
but I'm serious, because right now, like you know, I'm home sick because I'm not working. I'm sick, so I mean, I have nothing but time. Like if you're really
you're
interested,
right?
Like you know, let me know.
Are you all right?
Yeah,
I have terminal cancer, but I mean that's another show. This is a show about positive vibes. I don't want to get into that.
Hey, dude, there's a lot that's positive.
If you're able to travel and do some video work, I think we might be able to do something.
Yeah,
wow.
As long as I'm feeling up to it, I'm always able to travel. Yeah, I mean, as long as I'm just let me know ahead of time, work it out. Absolutely.
Bro, you probably wouldn't even have to travel. Just tell me how to turn my computer on with the camera, and I'm good. Walk me through that, and we'll go live. We're live in the streets over here.
Nice.
Sam actually got into video because you used to fuck around with stuff. Shooting. You used to play around with the camera, and he was like, wow, that's pretty dope. I want to do that.
Yeah, because Sam used to work with Larry and I at the same office, and I used to just I started bringing in my camera and just started filming little things at the office, just random things. Because there was some I don't know if you ever talked to Sam about it, but there was a lot of crazy stuff things going on in that office. So
yeah,
I just filmed things randomly.
And a tuna fish, right?
Huh?
Something about a cat and a tuna fish sandwich, right?
I don't know about that. That might have been a different office.
That would be a different office. But
I'm talking about guys coming in to work and drinking pints of Everclear and that kind of thing.
Oh, wow. Sounds like my kind of job.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy things going on.
Well, they are
working. So, but I used to film there, and then Sam started doing, you know, he started seeing me film, and he just kind of caught on. He started doing it too, and actually, Sam and I are working on a project together right now involving all that stuff.
Oh, sweet.
Yep.
Exposing the ex job.
Exactly.
Undercover
exactly.
Boss gets fired.
Yeah. Well, no, the company actually, they're actually out of business now. They got sued by the FTC.
You could do the real life office.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's going to
pay? Yeah, like I said, I wanted to call back in, just throw it out to you, you know, just give you an idea. Like I said, it might be a good idea for you to get some more viewership, just to get, you know, change it up a little bit. I mean, even if you don't do it every week for every show, maybe just like once a month, do like a live video show. You know what I mean? Just something to switch it up to get a little to spike up your viewership. You know what I mean?
I like the way you're thinking there, Big Ed. I like the way you're
thinking.
I don't
know. Sounds a little big. Sounds a little big. I don't know.
All right. I'll let you guys go. I guess I'll talk to you guys next week.
Take care.
All right.
Adios.
Stay powerful, Ed.
That's
yeah,
it.
Man. Thanks, man.
Always stay positive, brother.
Yeah, you
there
too,
he goes.
Man.
Peace. There he is. Big Ed. Ed. I have to say it. All right. So what are we up to here? We going for the news? We gonna wrap it up with the news now? What are we doing?
Well,
Battle
actually,
Bots. You want to talk about Battle Bots? I mean, that's pretty impressive.
What?
Okay, the Battle Bots. You ever seen those little robots that fight each other? It's real like dumbed down TV stuff. I love watching.
All
it's
right.
Like
well,
swords,
we got
Attack of the Swords.
We got 6 minutes left.
Oh, 6 minutes. 6 minutes.
6 minutes.
6 minutes. 6 minutes. Tuck your fresh your own. Oh. Anyway.
You. Well, what I'd like to.
Live with Larry.
I would like just to point out is that if there's anybody out there,
there's anybody out there.
Take a look here. All right. Oh, that's strange. I'll tell you, the whole idea here is we've covered a lot of ground.
Sam, is that you?
That's me.
Sam, is that you?
We've covered a lot of ground today about all kinds of ways of staying positive, and we got rap, we got hip hop, we got all kinds of stuff, and I got to say.
Just listen to Big Ed, Big Fred, the guy with the big head who just called. Think about what he said, you know? He's only here. He would have said sick. He didn't want to say he was sick, you know? But I was like, wait a minute, something's up here. I said, sick, sick, how? He's like, yo, I'm sick, terminal cancer. Like, wow. That just floored me, though, that he's not giving up, you know what I mean? He's still fighting. He still wants to do another... a show. He wants to produce this show. You know what I mean? Like, just look at that. So anybody out there, you got your little bullshit problems where your fucking shoes didn't fit today and your hair was all messed up. Listen, you hear this
guy, the big head guy.
Guy
like Big Ed is definitely an inspiration. He is, I mean, like, I've known him about as long as I've known Sam. And I'll tell you something, these guys are tops. They are amazing. They are amazing people. And
amazing human beings on The Bachelorette.
They are amazing human beings. And that's what I think about my theme, unleashing your powerful self. This a guy like Big Ed and a guy like Afro and Sam who started very humbly and then now is traveling the country doing films.
Oh, he's traveling the country, all right.
Mind-boggling. So it's never too early and it's never too late to go out
climbing
and
that tree.
Unleash the power of self.
Keep climbing that tree. That's what I say. Keep climbing. If you fall down, just climb it again. So it's not left.
Yes,
climb that tree.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
it's a
right.
Wild, it's a wild how, like, trees and the environment and all of that, how it, like, takes care of us as humans, you know, and how shitty we treat it. You know what I mean? It's, like, almost criminal the way we just let our cars fill it air with smog and stuff. You know what I mean? It's, like, how do we just accept that as a society? Let's ponder that.
Yeah, we...
Yeah, well... Live and Larry.
Yeah.
Sam, you're back?
I don't know.
Hey now, Live with Larry. You're on the air.
Yes. All right. Well,
Live
I don't.
Larry.
All right. Yeah, you're on Live with Larry. Anybody out there?
Hey, Larry, how you doing? It's Joey from Brooklyn. Joey from Brooklyn. Hi,
hey,
Joey from Brooklyn.
Joey from Brooklyn. Hey, you got the same IROC as I got? Because my IROC is blue. I thought yours was black. All right.
Okay.
So, staying positive is not actually a mission as much as it should be a way of life.
I've always thought so.
Because if you're just trying to get, because once you get there, you just, all right, I did that next. I don't want to be nice no more. You know what I mean? It's like, at what point do you really feel you're helping your better self? You know, like I've always heard, like, people, you know, once they find out something is wrong, that's when they want to change something. Instead of knowing all along what they were doing, they were going to get those results. It's like putting your hand on the stove every time, burning it, and knowing what's going to happen. Who does that?
Yeah.
Who keeps
By the way,
over and over and over? All of us.
You're absolutely right. I was just going into the conference room. And Sam was just saying that you know, Ed's been an inspiration in his video work, and they're even executive producing a documentary. So,
Sam's doing a documentary?
Yes, I think it's the same documentary they've been working on for a while now, dealing with the. Telemarketing fundraising industry.
Wow.
And
how you doing? This is Sean Renner with Midstate Rare Coins. Oh, nice talking to you, Larry. I got to these Midstate 75s here. Ooh, which one to buy my coins? Larry, I'll buy my coin. Hello?
Who's that?
That was my sales pitch for selling rare coins. Sean Renner with Midstate Rare Coins.
Of course.
How you doing? Oh, it's Larry. Well, show you
all right. Well, listen.
Florida United all right. To show. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna have to cut this now because we're running. That the episode is ending. I want to thank you very much and stay powerful, everybody.
Always stay positive. Chop wood, carry
stay
water.
Positive.
Peace.
Chop wood, carry water. Stay positive and
always stay positive.
And it's the only way to stay powerful.
Word up to your mother. Good night, Ma.
All right.
Say good night. Everybody say good night to Larry's mom. Good night, Larry's mom. All right, Larry. Have a good night. Peace.
Take it.